Are we back to staff now for comments?
I believe we are. Mr. Young, and that's item 18, I believe, is it not? It's 18, not 17. Right, 18.
Yes,
you're right. So we'd just like to quick respond to the public comments that we've had, or to the speakers. And I would say that the overriding comments that we had today is that they would like a little more time, and there is a difference between having some latitude that we are proposing in the implementation phase of the TMDL and us prescribing some very detailed requirements in the TMDL. And this is something that we've discussed before with these TMDLs when we have non-point sources, particularly for range. And what we have done is we have erred towards having more latitude in describing how we're going to go about implementing these TMDLs. And frankly, it's something that we believe we need to have an adaptive approach as we move forward with these TMDLs. And it is something that the people on the ground, the actual rangeland owners, the cattlemen themselves, have asked us to infuse in our TMDLs, to give them the latitude to tell us how they're going to go about implementing these TMDLs and what should be required. So insofar as that can be done, then what we've had to do then is we've had to build a trust with them, trust that if they do try some things and if they do implement based on things like their rangeland plan and other plans that they have, that we're not going to hold that against them. And they can trust us that they are not going to be penalized for trying. So we have been engaging with cattlemen, not only for this TMDL, but for other TMDLs. Ms. Mercer mentioned the Science Forum. They approached me probably, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so and asked me to be a part of that Science Forum. I said, absolutely. We were going to have it in March, but it had to be postponed until October. Now it's going to be in October. I've met numerous times with the Cattlemen Leadership Group, which includes not only the cattlemen president for Monterey County and other counties, but also the cattlemen president on the statewide level. We've also hosted the UC researchers that some of the commenters were referring to, Dr. Tate and Dr. Atwell. And these researchers research where what BMPs actually have effects on water quality, and then also where the pathogens from some of these animals are coming from and what types of when in their life cycles are we seeing pathogens being shed. So we've hosted these and have been engaged with them, and our assistant executive officer was also part of that as well. I've also maintained with the cattlemen and also their advocates like Ms. Mercer and Ms. Din and Bryce Larson, who is another part of the UC Extension group, that we have an open door policy. I frequently get phone calls from these people, and never do they not get a phone call from me that day, usually within hours. And they take me up on it. We've had several meetings here in my office here. So I've had numerous conversations with them. So we have been engaged with trust building, and I think that is reflected in the comments that you have heard today. And what I'm promising them, and what I'm promising them again before you, is that we're not going to penalize them for trying, and that we are moving forward together in an adaptive approach to try to solve these water quality problems. How can they go about complying? They can take a look at the rangeland plan that they helped develop, and that was basically approved by the State Water Resources Control Board in 1995. They can take a look at some of those best management practices that are advocated by Tate and Atwell and some of the other documents that they referred to today. That's where they can start. And we salute them, and just tell us how you think would be the best way to move forward, and we're going to be behind you on that as long as you're trying, as long as you're showing progress. So with all of that, we think that we don't need to delay this TMDL. The TMDL is based on water quality standards that are in our basin plan that is part of EPA requirements, and those standards will be here at our next board meeting and the board meeting after that, and so on. So the TMDL that you have before you today will be the same TMDL that will be before you in months from now. So I say, why wait? Let's just approve this TMDL, get into the implementation phase, and let the trust building continue, and let's move forward.
Okay. Mayor Delgado.
Just want to confirm that what we're
considering approving today, is it very similar to what's already been approved as far as TMDLs in watersheds to the north?
Yes.
Okay. So that lessons learned from people who are requiring, who are complying north can be used to help explain to those who will be included in today's approval, if we should make it, how it's going, how do they comply, their fears addressed, etc.
Yes.
Okay. And is it also true that most of the livestock operators are in compliance now, that there's a small subset that's actually above that 200 millimeter, that 200 line?
It's very, very difficult to say how many. However, I would say that the essential part of your question, the answer is yes, that we believe that there are many livestock operations that are along water bodies that are meeting water quality standards.
Okay. My hope is that the motion we passed today could include that hobby livestock operators are outreached a little bit different than the commercial livestock operators, because we heard that in the comments today, that maybe they haven't been involved to the degree that the commercial livestock operators have, or maybe their involvement will look a little different. I just heard that, so I thought that would be good.
Yes.
To make sure that
yes.
We address that. And I really like the idea of having a plain English explanation written up that summarizes what we're doing today and the process that will be used for implementation of what we do today. And I guess you know that process in plain English because you've done it north of here, but the people being included today haven't been through that process before. And
yes.
We heard that yesterday.
Yes, okay.
That, you know, the ag waiver technical write-up could be very different than a summary of it that's in plainer English so people can understand it easier. I think that applies in this case as well.
Yes. Okay.
Thank
Very
you.
Good.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Dr. Wolf.
Thank you. I have four suggestions which are not intended to solicit delays, but I suggest that this would be part of a package with this agenda item 18. The first one is where you have a couple of some hot spots. It is to include a cluster of DNA tests where you have hotspots, which then will clarify whether it is wildlife contributed or domestic animals. The second part is composting, because one of the solutions to our animal waste problem is proper composting techniques. And if we take, for example, equine facilities, you know, there's been a lot of good success stories. So I would like to see a robust manure composting program that is coordinated with the implementation, which leads to education. And with part of your collaborative work, which sounds like you have done an excellent job, is the education component associated with best practices. And that leads to my last suggestion, is to work closely. You contact the Kachuma RCD and you contact the Coastal San Luis RCD, because both of them overlap in the Santa Maria watershed, because there are grants available right now. I forgot which prop, but to provide riparian fencing, to provide relocation of cattle trough, and even in some projects, drilling shallow wells in order to move the cattle away from the creek. So some of these are also available through EQIP program. That takes a little longer. But, you know, there are monies available. And, in fact, right now there is an equine manure composting program available that would qualify for this type of project. So this would be another way, I think, of helping those who are impacted, just like our, you know, earlier speaker, to be able to show them, okay, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily all come out of your pocket. It could be, you know, a 50-50 cost sharing with your CDs. So those would be suggestions to be included, and again, not promoting, you know, delays to adopt this disorder.
Well, I think we would typically handle that as kind of recommendations to staff that they do while they're implementing this, and not to really stick it into
change the order. I agree, and perhaps I did not phrase it properly, and I'm not suggesting to modify the document,
right.
But for the record, I'm suggesting that I'm comfortable in moving with this item, providing that staff concurrently, takes these four steps that was discussed. And I think some of my colleagues here are, echoed the same views.
Okay. Mr. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd echo Dr. Wolf's suggestion going forward that you answer the DNA question. Just find some spots and do some DNA testing and put that question to rest. Also, I know at least just in terms of future presentations, I know at least two of us jumped to a wrong conclusion on the monitoring graph based on prior questions from other board members and assumed that we were moving from east to west geographically. And I think I would appreciate in the future seeing, I know there's north and south feeders, but generally that's a high watershed to a low watershed on a horizontal piece of paper. And I would appreciate seeing if it's the loading's going up or down, if there's peaks, where the peaks are, and just how that all works out. And I think that would have answered some questions. That would have certainly solved some confusion on where the loading was in relationship to different types of uses, perhaps. And then in Ms. Keeling's presentation early on, there was a requirement slide that was in a little muddied later when the mention was made to implementing to the maximum extent possible concerning costs. And given your statements earlier on building trust, I'm just wondering, can a discussion of that be built into what's going to be done in the outreach, or would you like to comment on how you view that playing out today in the process going forward?
I could probably answer that. So
I'm always hesitant to listen to that answer.
So what she was talking about is for those people who are MS4, the municipalities that have to comply with the MS4 permit, that's what this TMDL proposes, that they comply with the waste load allocations through their compliance with their permit. That permit is subject to the federal standard, which is the maximum extent practicable, and which takes into account cost to some degree, but it's up to the permittee to evaluate for themselves the costs and choose methods that are effective, but they can choose the lowest cost method as long as it's effective. So that's just a federal standard, that MEP standard.
Okay, and that's just in two of the three categories then, right?
It's just the category for the stormwater
and
permit.
The sewer.
No, the sewer is a different thing. Those are the sewer lines. They're basically prohibited from leaking, and
right.
That's a state water board order that applies to those collection systems that say you have to prevent leaks. So this TMDL says comply with that order and don't have leaks.
So the private property, open range, livestock, that
right, that MEP is totally not relevant to that.
Thanks.
Mr. Johnston.
Thank you. I just have a couple of concerns. One is, as we talked about some of the water bodies up in the rangeland are impacted right now and some are not, or impaired rather, and I think in the outreach on this it should be made clear to folks which are which, so that someone who is in a non-impaired watershed understands that at least at this point in time, they're considered in compliance. Secondly, and I think there should be there's going to be another round of CCAMP of monitoring here, and I think both there should be some aggressive efforts to communicate the results of that to people, because that may change who's impaired and who isn't, obviously. And the second thing about the next round of CCAMP monitoring, there were issues raised with respect to La Brea Creek, and I don't know if there were others, in terms of not just the protocols for monitoring, but the monitoring locations, and I understand choosing convenient locations that don't require traversing private property, but frankly, the property owners may prefer that you traverse to get a better sample. So I would suggest some cooperation with the cattlemen and women's associations before that sea camp monitoring comes to town to work on what the monitoring sites are.
Very good. We can do that.
Can I follow up on that?
Sure.
One thing about Sea Camp, though, is that it's a very long-standing program, and the sites that were identified for Sea Camp have a baseline, and then they've been monitoring forward. So I think there should be some latitude in there. There may be new sites that need to be added specifically for this TMDL, but Chris, can you comment on that, please, how the Sea Camp sites are established and then the longevity of that?
Right. Well, Mary can, Ms. Adams, who's here, Chris, can probably comment about how those sites were established. But you're right. For sites that have been historically established, we like to have trend monitoring. And when we change those sites, then our trend analysis can suffer. However, access to private property, in areas where we think might be more indicative of what's really happening in the watershed, it's a great idea. Yeah. And if we had an opportunity to do that, my thought is that opportunities. Quite frankly, it's been our experience that ranchers have been sort of cagey about that and apprehensive about us coming on their property, So.
So I'd like to make a motion, if appropriate.
Go ahead.
That we adopt resolution before us, R3 2012-0002, and that we adopt the total maximum daily loads for fecal indicator bacteria in the listed rivers and water bodies before us. And that we give additional direction to staff that they reasonably implement the suggestions from board members that we've just heard during this final round of board member comments.
Okay.
I'll second the motion if you need a second. But.
Okay. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.